I'm now going to write down some of the things which have happened over the last few days. I've got such a short memory, I'm afraid, and this is a way of making sure that I don't forget.
These are the opening lines of a diary that was written in 1945 by a young woman as she gradually emerged from the hell of the concentration camps, hoping against the odds to see her husband again. The woman's name was Hanna Pravda, and she died in London on May the 22nd this year, at the age of 92. Hanna spent much of the second half of her life in Britain, where she had a long and very successful career as an actress. But it was a career that had been brutally cut in two by the Second World War, and had begun at a very different time and place, in the early 1930s, in her home city of Prague. Hanna Pravda was born Hanna Beck in 1916, into a well-off Czech Jewish family, and she first trod the boards as a teenager. Her niece, the Prague-based journalist Eva Munk, picks up the story.
She started shortly after her mother died. That was a terrible blow to her, and sort of to bring her back into life, her father finally agreed to give her acting lessons with a very famous Czech actress. Shortly after that, she was sent to Russia, where the most avant-garde theater was going on there, for a year. Then she came back. I think she acted in the Kladno Theater for a while, and she did occasional visiting performances in the National Theater. And, of course, that was all cut short by the war in 1939. They had to move out to Potsdam in East Bohemia.
3 years later, the Holocaust caught up even with the quiet village where they had sought sanctuary. Hanna and her husband Sasha, whom she had met and fallen madly in love with back in 1936, were both sent to the Terezin ghetto, and 2 years later, Hanna went voluntarily with her husband when he was put on a list to be deported east, to Auschwitz. Sasha perished, and Hanna was to survive alone.
When she came back, the man she had married, my uncle Sasha, was dead. She returned to the theater. She was, I think, at the very prestigious Realistitska Theater, where she met her second husband, George Pravda, who was a brilliant actor. But in 1948, they had to emigrate. First, they went to Paris. They couldn't quite get a foothold there. So they emigrated further to Australia, where they lived for 7 years. And sort of as a sideline, because they really couldn't live without the acting, she founded this theater group in the local college theater. One time, when they were performing the Mice and Men, which Hanna directed, Dame Sybil Thorndike from Britain came to see the performance. And she told them, she said, come to London, I will sponsor you. And they did, and she did. And George went on to have a very good career, playing with several prestigious theaters. And Hanna got more of a toehold, I think, in television. And also, later she played mostly character roles in several movies. She also directed a lot of plays in London.
It was an amazingly full life, in defiance of the times she lived through. But it is not just for her success as an actress that Hanna Pravda is remembered. In the year 2000, she published an extraordinary book called I Was Writing This Diary for You, Sasha, the core of which was Hanna's wartime diary, which was only to re-emerge over half a century after she had written it.
The diary was lost at the end of the war, and it remained in Prague, and it somehow got mixed up with the things that were left behind in Prague when they moved to Paris. And later, her cousin packed up all of these things and sent them to Australia right as they were leaving, or right after they left for England, and they ended up in somebody's attic where they stayed for 50 years, including this diary, which was in some old box. And finally, one day, the neighbor, her erstwhile neighbor in Australia, was going through this, and she found this diary, and she sent it to Hanna.
And do you remember how Hanna felt when she opened the envelope and there was the diary again?
Well, she never really talked about that. She just came one day and she said, look at this diary that I just recently found. And she told us the crazy story, and she's like, well, isn't life crazy sometimes? And imagine this completely ironic thing that happened, that it would show up now.
This wonderful and very moving book, I Was Writing This Diary for You, Sasha, by Hanna Pravda, is a combination of the diary itself and her telling the story around the diary in her own words, isn't it? Which I think is a very moving combination in a sense, isn't it? Because you're given the context of the diary, and then in the middle of the book suddenly you have almost a shock of what she lived through.
She describes her life, her beautiful life really, before her mother died and before the war started. And then, of course, the horrors of Auschwitz. Then she brings you down into the terribly sad situation of finding the man she was coming back to had not survived. And then she shows you again that, yes, life actually did go on after all of this, and it was pretty good.
Hannah Pravda's niece, Eva Munk. Hannah's resilience was astonishing. Towards the end of 1944, the Nazis had sent her, along with several hundred other women and girls from Auschwitz, to the work camp in Birnbäumel to dig trenches to stop Russian tanks. In January 1945, their captors realized that these measures were futile, and the camp was abandoned. This is the moment when the diary begins.
They were sent on a death march, basically, back to Auschwitz, where they were meant to be killed. And Hannah walked away with a friend. What she told me was that she just kept lagging further and further behind, and gradually she was just able to walk away. In the book she says she just turned a corner and left. One thing I'll always remember that she told me is when you want to run away from somewhere, do it very slowly.
How did she come in those extraordinary and very dramatic circumstances to write a diary? It's the last thing you'd imagine somebody who's, you know, escaping from a death march to start doing.
It doesn't surprise me with Hannah, because she was always a very literate and literary person. She loved to read. She was always reading something. She really lived the books she read.
And where did she come across sort of pencil and paper?
She said, well, in the book it says that she found it in some old house. She found an old notebook. And a pencil, or she borrowed a pencil from someone, and she just started writing this diary to Sasha, to her husband.
Suddenly, I realize that nobody is watching us. I tell Vera, this is our chance. And then I find myself running. In fact, not running, but walking very calmly round the corner to the back of the factory. And Vera is following me. Then all we can do is wait. We wait in the deep snow for what seems like an eternity. We're freezing. Will the column never move off? We run over to the railway tracks to hide behind a big pile of bricks. By now we're completely frozen through. Vera can't stand the tension and keeps peeping out from our hiding place. At last they finish distributing the potatoes, and the prisoners begin to move slowly away.
The diary tells the story of her experiences, really, day by day, mm-hmm. between escaping from the death march and just after the end of the war. And it's very moving, isn't it? Because there's still that hope that she will find her beloved Sasha again.
Mm-hmm. When I think about it, I think it was her way of being with him. Of course, I mean, that was the big question, wasn't it? Would she find him in Prague? And I think that was her way of being close to him.
And for you as her niece, it must be very moving reading about this and about the loss of that hope when she realized, and she writes about it in her diary, that Sasha was no longer alive.
It's tremendously hard for me to read it. The entire book is very, very hard for me to read. This part of it is very hard because I knew it ended badly. And I knew that Sasha died a few days before the war officially ended. I think it was 5 days before the war officially ended. He was just trapped in a rail car somewhere, sitting on a side rail somewhere on the Czech border.
November 20th, 1945. I'm in Prague. It's 8 years since you kissed me for the first time, Sasha. After my show tonight, we went to the Ushipu restaurant, but it was all closed up and inside it was completely dark. Now I'm sitting in our favourite coffee house, the Union, at our table in the middle room. I'm warming my hands on a cup of tea, just as I used to in the old days. The street hasn't changed at all. You're sitting opposite me. Your mother has just left us. You're the only person for me in the whole world. The only one. The world is empty, and I can't stand it. I want to die.
The diary ends actually in despair, doesn't it? It's that here I am sitting in Prague, and the most important thing to me, the person who I want to be with, isn't there anymore, Sasha. And yet the extraordinary thing is that the rest of her life was so full of energy and optimism. She went on to have a very successful career as an actress, to have a second family. How do you think she managed that? I mean, you knew her in her later years, and you must have seen the sort of person she was.
I think her second husband, Jiří Pravda, had a lot to do with that. He was an amazing person, incredible sense of humor, also very, very wise, very, very strong personality. I think that and the acting got her through the worst parts, because I think at that time, I mean, you imagine the situation, you came back and everybody you loved is gone.
There are plenty of books about the concentration camps, all similar to each other, all horrifying and different only in the reactions of each personality who lived through them. My diary was completely private, not writing as an accusation or as the memoirs of a witness, and it was written then. I can't forgive the perpetrators of this evil, nor do I want to forgive. I have never obtained a mandate from all the innocent victims to do so. I want to remember the victims, always, and I believe that the guilty should be punished. But there is some hope in my heart. Vaguely, childishly, I still believe in God and in immortality, and that gives me the strength to go on living, as I hope it does for others as well.
Hanna Pravda's book, I Was Writing This Diary for You, Sasha, is published by Day Books. You can find more details at www.day-books.com.